Welcome everyone to our carol service of Bible readings, lots of singing and prayer. My name is Diane. If you're visiting us today or listening in online, a warm welcome to you. Christmas is a very special time in the year for many reasons, and I'm sure Christmas has a special place in your heart and memory. The reason we celebrate Christmas is because of the birth of Jesus Christ, God's Son and promised King and Saviour. God becomes one of us, Emmanuel. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. The reason you have gathered here today with others is because you know the reason why, and like the wise Magi who came from afar, you have come to honour him, worship him, remember and give thanks. Because we are singing a lot, for some of the carols, we'll ask you to stand and sing, and for others, we'll just ask you to remain seated. The Bible readings will be read to us by Trevor. Simon will read the prayers, and Rosemary, Linda, and Young Lan are our musicians today. Come, sing, and listen in, and hear God's unfolding plan in history of mercy, justice, love, and forgiveness won. Of how God and sinners are reconciled. Before we begin, let me pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, at whose birth the praises of God were sung by a multitude of the heavenly hosts, unite our voices now with theirs, we pray, and grant that in our Christmas carols we may worship you with joyful lips and thankful hearts, for the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Our first two Bible readings and carol take us back 700 years before the birth of Christ. They speak of what mankind had become and of the promise of God. Out of his love and mercy, despite what we had become, God's desire was always to rescue us and save us, restore us to himself and grant us peace. Hear the longing of God's people and the call to trust God at his word.
The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live safely. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Saviour. Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labour bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, God with us.
Please stand and join in our first carol. God always keeps his promises, for he is faithful and loving towards all he has made. Our next Bible reading and two carols take us back to the time when God kept his promise. The time came for the Christ to be born, for Israel to rejoice. Mary and Joseph are prepared for what was to be.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35. Matthew chapter 1, 18 verse to 25, and Luke 2, 1 to 7. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Remaining seated, our next carol is Silent Light, Silent Night, followed straight after by Once in Royal David's City.
Silent Night, Holy Night, child, holy
Surely the most important event in human history, the birth of God's Son, was not just meant to be known by one young woman, her fiancé, his donkey, and a cow or two bellowing in a stable. Surely God would want the whole world to know and to celebrate in a way that only God could do, and he did.
Our next Bible reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
We ought to celebrate with God and with the angels in heaven, because the one who would bring peace between God and us had come into the world. Please stand and let us sing "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." please be seated. How would the Christ bring about our salvation and peace? How would God reconcile us sinners to himself? How will Jesus save his people from their sins? It was no afterthought of God, but God's plan from the very beginning of time. God knew that we could never save ourselves, so he chose to do it himself for us. The Christ, his own Son and Mary's, must take the punishment for our sins. Justice and mercy must be served. The shadow of the cross and the resurrection lay across the manger from the very first day. That is why our manger is empty, to remind us not to let the Christ child remain in our minds a child, but that he grew to become a man as God intended, to die, rise, and ascend for our sin, who will one day return as sure as he came the first to take us to be with himself, that where he is, we may be also. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Our next two Bible readings tell us that at the time of Jesus' birth, there were those who knew this. Their gratitude and thankfulness to God serve as an example for us.
Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 35, and Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 40. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight? You know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of Mary, did you know your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child
we know why God sent his Christ into the world, and we know how he brought about our salvation and peace. We know that our thoughts at Christmas are to look beyond the birth to the reason for his coming. We know that God in Christ would reconcile us sinners to himself at the cross and by rising from the dead. And yet, though we know what God has done for us and requires of us as his saved people, we continue to fail to love him and our neighbours as we ought. So, trusting in God's salvation, love, mercy, and forgiveness, in obedience to him, let us confess our sin and say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have gone our own way, not loving you as we ought, nor loving our neighbour as ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We deserve your condemnation. Father, forgive us. Help us to love you and our neighbour, and to live for your honour and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Be assured that in his mercy, Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in true faith. He pardons us and sets us free from all our sins. May he strengthen us to do his will and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us continue in prayer. God our Creator, we offer this humble prayer at Christmas. We come to worship with songs of thanks in our hearts, songs of redemption, and songs of hope and renewal. We pray for your joy in our hearts, hope in our God, love to forgive, and peace upon the earth. We ask for the salvation of all our family members and friends, and we pray your blessings on all people. May there be bread for the hungry, love for the unlovable, healing for the sick, protection for our children, and wisdom for all who seek it. We pray for the forgiveness of sinners and the abundant life in Christ. Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with your love and power. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. In a world where worry, not your peace, prevails, stir up your good news again. This Christmas, make it real in our hearts. Thank you for the gift of Jesus, our Emmanuel, the Word made flesh. Forgive us forgetting that your love never changes, never fades, and that you never abandon the purpose for which you came, to save us from our sinful condition, and to give us life eternal, the joy of relationship with a holy Christ. Your birth and your death sealed your promise to us forever. In this we pray, Amen. O sweet child of Bethlehem, grant that we may share with all our hearts in this profound mystery of Christmas. Put into the hearts of men and women this peace, which they sometimes seek so desperately, but which you alone can give. Help each of us to know one another better, to live as brothers and sisters and children of the same Heavenly Father. Reveal to them also your beauty, holiness, and purity. Awaken our hearts love and gratitude for your infinite goodness. Join us all together in your love and give us your heavenly peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please join with me in this Christmas prayer. Lord God Almighty, King of glory and love eternal, you are worthy at all times to receive adoration, praise and thanksgiving, but especially at this time of year, as we celebrate the sending of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to forgive our sins and make us friends with you forever. So take captive our minds and wills, that we may do all that is necessary to prepare ourselves and worship with you all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, looking forward to his return. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Before we sing our next carol, there's a moment I've missed out in the service here. Would you please stand now, knowing the goodness of God and what he's done, and just turn to the person around nearby you and just welcome them to church and say, good morning, happy Christmas. The Lord be with you and also with you. All right. And in a few moments, we'll come back together again and we'll sing this next carol.
We're going to now move on to our next carol, so you can keep standing if you will. O come all you faithful.
Come all you faithful, joyful and triumphant.
It's 2 years later, and the scene is very different. You would think that by now the world would have known the Christ had come, and all the peoples of the world would have flocked to Bethlehem to worship the Christ child, especially God's people, the Jews. But not so. Sadly, very much like our world today. But some came. The wise come. Our next two Bible readings remind us, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the peoples, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Please remain seated. We're going to now sing our next carol, We Three Kings. Please join in with the singing.
Star
God meets all our needs, and he often does so through others. Christmas is a special time of giving to others. The greatest gift we can give to another is for them to hear of the good news of the Christ. Like the kings in our Bible reading, we have an opportunity to give towards ministry in this place and beyond throughout the year with thankfulness for those who bring to us and to others the good news of Jesus. Thank you. Our service of carols and lessons has almost come to a close. There is only one more Bible reading and one more carol to go. I trust our journey back in time has been helpful to remember why we celebrate Christmas. In our busy and distracting world, it's so easy to forget. True comfort and joy, peace and forgiveness can be found in no one else than being known by God and knowing him, saved, forgiven, safe and secure, and deeply loved forever. Tomorrow is Christmas Day, and we meet for church at 9 a.m, not 9:30, and it will be a service of Holy Communion. And please, you're welcome to stay after church today and continue fellowship over morning tea. For those planning to join our minister, Trevor, and his wife, Rosemary, for lunch, it will be in the foyer. Please make your way out at around 11:15. Our final Bible reading reminds us that since God has shown us how much he has loved us in sending Jesus Christ, we too ought to love one another.
1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another.
Please stand and join us in our final carol together. God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Satan's power and might, tidings of comfort and
than joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now sing the Lord, sing praises, all you within this place, and in true love and fellowship each other now embrace. And let this Christmas festival all bitterness displace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for reminding us from your word, the Bible, in song and in prayer, of your great love and mercy towards us in Jesus Christ. As you once did for your people in the past as they waited for your Son's first advent, so grant us the same grace to have faith, to trust you at your word, and to wait faithfully and patiently for your Son's return. Then, having fulfilled all things that you have promised, you will take us to yourself, that where you are, we shall be also. And this we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.